Bacon!
What day is this?
It's Friday.
Today is Friday.
When is it going to be Monday already?
Jury duty's the best. What? Aren't we saying things no one has ever said before?
It is Friday, right?
Are you ready?
Ready for the weekend.
I'm so ready.
Let's get this over
with. Let's get this over with.
Get what over? Work.
I'm going to do weekends to the max.
Let's hit it.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, my God. Thank God the heat is finally going away.
Oh, it's hot this morning, though. It's going to take till this afternoon.
God, it's sweating behind my knees already. Starting to drip down into my new socks, which I don't like. 105.7 WROR. Hey. It's Friday.
It is Friday. I'm so happy.
Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Show. It's Hank. It's LBF. It's PJ. I just heard Sting sing about the umbrella. You're going to need one today.
Definitely this afternoon. Finally.
It's going to feel so good this weekend, though.
It is. It's going to be a perfect weekend. Right now, it's hot. You're going to walk outside and be like, what? Because you just, it's like.
Have you seen the hair on my legs? It's all curled up tightly and it's kind of drippy.
Oh, that's a pretty picture.
Everybody's kind of the same.
Yeah, you know. It's big hair day. Big hair day.
Clouds with rain, thunderstorms today, high about 82. Cloudy, cool tonight, low 61. My wife's going to love that.
That's going to be cold.
You can open the windows finally in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny, drier, 75 tomorrow, perfect day. Sunday, lots of sunshine, temps in the low 80s. It's going to be a good one.
I'm excited.
Got a big show today.
We sure do. First of all, at Dirty Laundry, I'm going to talk about how I saw The Incredibles. Part 2. I waited 14 years for that, and it was worth it.
It was worth the wait. That's
yes,
good to know.
Yes, it was.
We've got the update on the Thai soccer team.
Oh, and God.
And there's some... There is bad news.
Yeah. And
a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little... They're really pushing to get these kids out sooner rather than later.
Hey, coming up at 7:25, we're going to tell you about this new ice cream that you could get your kids potentially to eat, and you can fool them doing it because it's supposed to be pretty good for you.
Really? Ice cream that's good for you? That's like a dream come true for you, Hank.
Yes, it is. There's hope for me. Look at me. I could be man boob free by the new year.
No, you just like ice cream so much. That's your go-to, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing better. Hey, we got a grand in 60 seconds. We got the Brian Bell Busters, and it's also the summer free tickets.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers are going to be at the Xfinity Center tomorrow night, so we'll tell you all about that. It's all part of the summer of free tickets right here on 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits.
Hey, coming up at 6:20, and then we do it at 7:22. It's the men from Maine, Epis and Epi, celebrating their anniversary.
Ooh.
Who knows what the heck is going to happen there. And then at 6:25, LBF has a major news update about that Thai soccer team trapped in the cave. 105.7 WROR, it's the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Hank, LBF, and PJ. Hey, clouds, rain, high only about 82 today. But right now it's time for your 6:20 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's Monday morning, and Aoife shows up late for work at the sawmill when we hear Lem say...
My God, Aoife, you look horrible. What happened to you?
Well, it was my anniversary this weekend, so me and Effie got a fancy hotel room at the Two Seasons in Bangor. And I didn't get a wink of sleep.
Well, what happened?
Well, all night long, it was the same thing. In and out, up and down. In and out, up and down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the last time I'll ever get a room next to the elevator.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. And, you know, I've been watching this story every day about the kids who are trapped in that cave in Thailand, and it actually took a tragic turn yesterday because a retired Thai SEAL, went to go bring them supplies and died because it's so dangerous diving in these waters in this cave. It's dark. It's, you know.
It's murky. Right? It's murky, disgusting.
And he died through lack of oxygen. And so now they're realizing that these boys who are ages 11 to 16 and their soccer coach, some of whom don't know how to swim, they're trying to teach them how to dive. It's probably not going to work out that way.
And because of all the rescue personnel, they're starting to run out of oxygen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now they're pumping the cave system with oxygen. and the monsoons are coming again, and the waters are starting to rise.
Just as they're starting to get enough water out for them to make a move,
it's coming back in. Which is why, so they were gonna initially said that they should wait it out for 4 months until the monsoon season is over. But at this point, that's not a viable option because the waters keep coming in. They're running out of space. They're running out of air.
And they were saying that the coach and one of the players are malnourished and too weak to try and evacuate right now.
Exactly. And so... The other thing is Elon Musk, you know, he has that boring company. He's talking to officials to see if he can help out in any way because they found they're chipping away at this limestone area so that maybe they'd be able initially to get supplies to them. But now they're thinking maybe they'll be able to make it big enough so that they'll be able to get these kids out.
It's about 6/10 of a mile underground.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Exactly. But it's 2 miles.
2 miles
the cave.
In, yeah.
And through all the water and stuff.
And
so
the water.
It's better to go through this almost the ceiling of the cave.
As somebody who's not a real good swimmer.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
I hope there aren't any chubby kids. That would be awful.
Oh, my God. I don't think they are anymore. This has been 2 weeks. Unbelievable. So we're following that story. I'm hoping for a happy ending. Oh.
Coming up, it's International Kissing Day. LBF is going to teach you how to be a much better kisser. And just in time for the weekend, right here on the Lorna Wally Show. Listen, we all need a little satisfaction after this hot and sweaty weekend. And it's International Kissing Day.
It is International Kissing Day, my God. I you know that I was known as the kissing bandit.
I do know that.
I was in college. I love
I've heard the stories.
Getting all banged up at UMass and kissing random strangers. But those days are over.
Is that what you used to do? That's why I used to go to Antonio's Pizza?
Yes. I get all garliced up.
Yep.
And then I'd go. No, but it's International Kissing Day. And I gave you some advice the other, actually like a week ago about kissing that you took.
You did. You told me, you told all of us really that.
But I was really talking to you.
Every day you should kiss your significant other like 10 seconds consecutively.
Yes. And it's.
So, I did that the other day. My wife was coming home from work, and she came in the door, and she was all hot, and she was all sweaty, and like, oh, I can't wait to get in. But I stopped her at the front door, and I gave her a kiss, and she's like, okay, will you keep going? I go, no, you're supposed to kiss for 10 seconds. She got so annoyed. But after four after 4 seconds, I stopped because she was starting to pull away. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just to wipe off the sweat from her upper lip.
It was a hot week. Maybe you should
I appreciated. So then I started over a couple of times.
Really?
So you she got very annoyed with me, but I almost made it through the entire 10 seconds.
It's long. It's a long time, but it's important. But the thing is wait, because your kids still live with you.
Well, Abby and Ryan and Harv, my grandsons, still live with me.
And 1 in 10 people still get grossed out when they see their parents
kiss.
What?
All I heard, after the third break in the action and I restarted, not only was my wife annoyed and making noises, like, will you cut it out? I hear Abby in the back go, will you stop? And then I just look over very casually, look at her and go, hey, you have Harv.
Oh, my. That's her baby.
That's my grandson.
That's awkward, but that's fun. But anyway, so kiss somebody you love today or kiss somebody you don't know today because that's always fun, too.
Right.
And it was my personal sport. And speaking of sports.
The Red Sox you would most like to kiss is going to play tonight.
Chris Sale?
Chris Sale.
Oh, very nice.
Big, tall drink of water.
Yes.
Sox were off last night. They're in Kansas City to kiss the Royals tonight. Sale against the Orioles' Jason Hamill. The Sox still lead the Yankees by a game in the American League East. Celtics have officially signed first-round draft pick Robert Williams. Their summer league schedule begins tonight when they play the Sixers in Vegas. Hopefully, Williams sets his alarm clock and wakes up for the game. Revs back in action tomorrow night hosting the Seattle Sounders in Gillette. Good lesson for kids last night. After falling behind 9-0, the Washington Nationals rallied for a 14-12 win over the Marlins in D.C. Never quit. Major upset at Wimbledon. Men's third seed Marin Cilic lost to unseeded Guido Pella. World Cup quarterfinals begin this morning in Russia. Uruguay plays France, and then Brazil faces off against Belgium. And retired MMA star Ronda Rousey has made history. The 31-year-old, who is now wrestling with the WWE, became the first woman ever inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's a look at sports. Now, coming up, Brian Bellbuster, Bill Dawes from the Historical Society. He's going to call Joe. Joe and his wife, they just finished painting their home, but Bill's going to tell Joe how he didn't use the right historical color, and he's going to repaint it. So it's historical and hysterical on the Bellbuster coming up.
Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Dolores and Joe just painted their house, and I don't think Dolores is really happy with the color. So she wanted a Brian Bellbuster for Joe's birthday to mess with his paint choice.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Looking for Joe.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Bill Dawes here from the Historic Society.
Hello. Okay.
We noticed that you just recently painted your house.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, not sure about the color there, Joe.
Okay, wait, what do you mean by that?
I'm not sure that it's on the historic registry of colors.
Okay, again, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, looks like you've got more of you got a gray on your house there?
Yeah, Duxbury gray, yeah.
Ah, it's a nice gray. But Duxbury gray is not on the registry. You should have used a Puritan gray.
What does that mean, though? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, your house is on the historic registry, so you need to use a registered historic paint color.
Okay, I'm sorry. And who am I speaking with?
This is Bill Dawes from the Historic Society.
Okay, what? So I didn't use the gray. What is that? I don't understand.
Well, see, Puritan gray, that's the historical color. That's a number HC-164.
Okay.
What you've got there is a Duxbury gray is HC-163.
Okay, but why does it matter?
Well, because you're on the historic registry.
Historic registry for what?
Your home. I didn't know if you knew this or not. There should be a marker even out on the sidewalk there. Paul Revere actually stopped there on his midnight ride to pee, and it makes it a historic spot.
Okay.
One if by land, two if by pee. That's how it goes.
Oh, but still, what does that have to do with my house?
Well, we're going to need you to repaint that.
Yeah. Sorry, say that again?
You're going to need to paint it the Puritan gray.
No, I'm not going to have to repaint it again.
And what method did your painters use? It looked like kind of a big job sprayed on there.
Yeah, they did that, and then they, you know, used a roller where they needed to cover up some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to need the Puritan gray, and it needs to be applied in a historically accurate manner with, like, a horsehair brush.
You got to be kidding me, man.
We could probably get away with just painting the front of the house, just the facade.
I'm not repainting the front. I'm not painting any part of the house. If you guys want to pay for it and send somebody down, then maybe I'll discuss it, but I'm not paying for it. I'm not painting it. That ride was like 400 years ago, so I don't care if it's an historic landmark area. I'm not doing it.
Just the front? Maybe just the front.
No, not the front, not the side, not the porch, not the sill. I'm not repainting the house.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's funny. The trim should really be a Weston Flax. That's an HC5, if you want to write that down.
If I want to write it down, I'm not going to write anything down. I'm pretty much done with this conversation. You can go ahead and hang up whenever you want.
You don't care that Paul Revere peed there? He had to stop and get off his horse right out front. There should be a little marker on the sidewalk.
They have that marked that that's where he...
Yes, it was the pee heard round the world.
This is ridiculous. Phil, you said I'm done talking to you.
You never heard that Longfellow poem? He was a Longfellow. It took a while. He's been on that horse for quite a while, you know.
You guys got to have better things to be doing than just calling me up.
You know what, Joe?
Yes.
This is actually a Brian Bellbuster.
What?
You ever listen to Lauren and Wally, Joe?
Yeah. Come on.
Well, your wife Dolores gave us a call and said she wasn't sure about the color of the house, but...
Oh, my God.
She wanted to give you a Brian Bellbuster for your birthday, so happy birthday. I'm sure the house looks great. Duxbury gray is a lovely color.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's...
Well, you can get Dolores back when it's her birthday with a Brian Bellbuster of her own.
I think I will.
Well, we appreciate you listening to Lauren and Wally and WROR.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I can't believe it. It's awesome.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, coming up at 7:10, do you have a vacation deal breaker?
Yes.
If you rent a house, is it maybe no electricity or running water? In my case, it's a week in a tent. LBF will tell you hers. It's on the way right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show on 105.7 WROR.
Absolutely beautiful day like today. And immediately everybody starts thinking, okay, vacation time. Here comes summer. It's going to be perfect. I got to get that place rented. So LB'd already been on the case. And so
yeah,
this is amazing.
You know, when I'm... when I'm working, I'm always online looking home for vacation houses.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Like everybody.
Just
who
like
doesn't?
Everybody else. Yeah.
And so I get this email, and I'm like, oh, it's this cottage in Nantucket. I was like, oh, that's okay. A little pricey for me. Yep. But I click on it. And it's this little cottage on the ocean.
On the water, right?
Right on the, right, like, right, you have 180 view of the ocean. It's,
yeah.
There's, it's very, it's, you know.
Isolated.
It's adorable.
It was an amazing view.
Amazing, amazing view. And the price wasn't like Nantucket price. I was like, oh, this is doable. So I turned to Dave and I said, what about renting a place on Nantucket? He's like, do it. I was like, okay.
Wow,
so I emailed the guy back. He's always like that, though. He'd spend money. And so so I got to reel him in usually. And so I emailed the guy back. I'm like, send me the lease. He's like, great. So he sends me the lease, and I'm like, ready to sign it. And then there's this other attachment about the cottage.
Yeah.
So I was reading it. And the house has been in our family for 100 years. Our great-grandfather built it as the place to escape from the pressures of Nantucket Town, if you can believe it.
Oh, the high pressure built, of Nantucket Town.
And
yeah.
It goes on. It was built on the bluff overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, the southern ocean surf side of the island. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Couple of miles from the airport, 5 miles from town, 3 to 4 miles west of Tom Never's Head. Excellent. Accessible by car, the whole bit.
Yeah.
Then I get to this graph. There is no heat, electricity, or phone.
Oh.
Okay. Which, as you can imagine, makes it a quiet, relaxing spot or someplace to get murdered.
So there's probably no Wi-Fi, huh?
That's exactly what I thought.
Yep.
I'm like,
okay.
How am I supposed to Instagram my vacation if there's no Wi-Fi? So I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's summer, so.
Don't really need the heat, you know.
Don't need the heat, yeah, right.
There is a gas-driven generator that powers a water pump. What?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, There's also a hot water heater, a gas stove, a couple of gas lamps, a cooking grill, and a refrigerator, all powered by propane from a large tank in the back of the house.
Okay.
All right, so I'm like, well, that's really rustic. But I'm like, I'm a girl who's, my company line is like, if people who like camping obviously have never been to a Fairmont. But I'm like, all right, this could be good. Getting away from it all.
It's like renting a wooden tent.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There are 4 other houses in the area not always occupied. And then nothing for a mile or so.
Uh-huh.
The cliff at the water, get this. This was the deal breaker.
Wait, the cliff?
The cliff?
At the water.
At the water.
Is about 15 feet high with a wooden stairway leading down to the water. The beach is very private in the surf side of the island, so the ocean is rough. The surf can be very high and dangerous, especially for kids. There can be undertows and big waves and no lifeguard.
And don't forget, there's no phone to call 911.
Okay.
I was like, that was it. Because you know what?
Kathy Bates wasn't one of the neighbors.
Oh, my God. Wow. You guys, yeah. I was like, well, I mean, I could picture it. Me stumbling in the dark, drunk, falling over
of
a
course.
Cliff, and then getting swept away by the undertow. I had my whole vacation planned out.
Well, tell them about the oil lamps.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
so then
amazing.
I'm like, all right. So then I read the things to bring.
Yeah.
Please bring propane canisters for Coleman lamps. I'm like, what is that? I don't even,
really?
Where do you even get that? And then you have to get the short, squatty kind from camping stores, not the tall, skinny kind from hardware stores.
Yeah. Oh, I have some of those in my car.
They're too unstable. And if you use more than that, you have to leave some. I'm like, what? I don't even know what this compound is.
Yeah.
And then there's a propane-powered refrigerator station in the bathhouse in the courtyard. I was like, what? And then
that sounds like an outhouse.
I know. A red gasoline can for fuel pump and a small blue-gray can of kerosene for the lamps.
Kerosene.
Please.
Kerosene or lamp oil may be available at some of the gas stations or marine.
Maybe you need to hike into town and see Ishmael to bring you the whale oil.
Please bring some whale oil and a harpoon.
My God. There's directions
for 5 pounds of blubber.
There's a direction for the water pump. I'm like, what am I? In Little House on the Prairie, do not hang any of the lamps from hooks on the walls or doorways because it's a serious fire hazard. Do not buy blue tip matches.
Wow.
And finally,
oh God.
Flush as little as possible.
Okay.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Have a nice vacation. Hey, coming up, your 720 Men for Maine. Ephus and Effie going on vacation with their new luggage. And don't forget, it's a WROR Live Nation Summer of Free Tickets. Listen to work three times a day, 8:05, 12:05, and 3:05. Win your tickets to Steely Dan, the Doobie Brothers at the Xfinity Center coming up tomorrow night. It's all on the way at WROR. 105.7 WROR, it's the Lauren and Wally Show. Hank, it's LBF, it's PJ, and now it's time for your 720 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony Fisser at $3 Dewey's having a couple of tall frosties when we hear...
Hey, Fish, you and Effie all set to fly up to Machias for your vacation?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
Well, I just read the airlines have raised the price on checked luggage.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Why not?
Well, we just went out and bought a couple of new bags.
Well, how in God's name is that going to help?
Because Effie's is polka-dotted and mine's striped.
Oh, again. Another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, coming up next, you won't believe what they're trying to put in ice cream this summer. I don't know, Hank. 105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. Hey, what's it like to be shrunk to the size of a toy? Find out on a Walt Disney World resort vacation from WROR to the all-new Toy Story Land. Enter today at WROR.com for a chance to win big. Now, Hank, what are they trying to put in ice cream?
Well, I blame Tom Brady. Ever since he started eating that avocado ice cream stuff that's good for you.
I had that the other night, you know.
You did? What did you think about it?
No.
How did you throw the football afterwards?
I was so good. So great.
You were on the money. Speaking of money, it's $8 a pint. Listen to what they put in this Peekaboo ice cream. Chocolate, you know, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Yep.
But then they add in cauliflower, strawberry with carrots, vanilla with zucchini. Okay.
What?
It's Peekaboo. It's a gimmick that the ice cream is made with a secret serving of vegetables. Like, they don't use a ton of vegetables, but they jam enough in there so that there are some vitamins and minerals, you know, healthy stuff in the ice cream other than just the fat and the sugar.
It's not a bad idea if you're trying to get a serving of vegetables in somewhere. Ice cream's a good place to start.
I mean, vegetables don't sound good. Like, I never wanted carrot cake as a kid.
Yeah. You know, I don't like it when they mess with my... I don't like when they try to put healthy things in my stuff. Like, I don't like fruit in my cake. I think I'm only
strawberry shortcake.
I'm only into carrot cake for the cream cheese frosting.
You know, that's a good reason to be into it, though.
But I can see, like, you know, I can see where this would kind of make you feel better.
Actually, they really need to come up with, like, a koozie for the pint of ice cream so that you can hide the name of it from your kids.
Exactly. This other flavor, I'm not psyched about. Mint chip with spinach.
Like strawberry with carrots.
Cotton candy with beets.
That sounds like natural Ipecac. That makes me want to throw up. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's one way not to drink the calories.
Hey, if you want to buy a pint, and it ain't cheap, peekabooicecream.com. I'll stay with the Häagen-Dazs and I'll have my carrot, you know, with my salad. Thank you very much.
Good idea.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, coming up in Dirty Laundry, by the way, we got Anthony Bourdain information. He did not have a lot of money, and we're going to tell you why. But, you know, what else is going on?
I don't have a lot of money either. And you
but
can probably figure out why. Of Dirty Laundry.
You can't help yourself.
Is it okay if I sing along?
Yeah, that's no problem. Hey, it's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ, and the Dirty Laundry today. It's not so dirty, but it is pretty funny, and it's brought to you by Tempur-Pedic. All right, so Jay-Z and Beyonce went on vacation 2 years ago in Italy, and these photos resurfaced recently of them, and one of them is Jay-Z, and he's on a jet ski, and he's wearing a helmet, looking very serious. He looks like an old man on a scooter, except instead of on the water.
So he's living the LBF life.
He's living the LBF. And everyone's making fun of him. And I'm like, no. Now Jay-Z and I finally have something in common. We know about safety. Everyone should be wearing a helmet all the time, especially on a jet ski. Do you know how badly you can get hurt?
Have you ever seen the accidents they have at Lake Winnipesaukee?
Yeah, it's terrible.
The jet skis. But you know who else? Lindsey Vonn has been...
She wears
She's dating PK Subban, the hockey star for Nashville.
They know all about helmets.
They were over in Italy, and they were jet skiing, and they were both wearing helmets.
It must be an It must be an Italian thing. Like, they must say you have to wear this
helmet. It could be.
Because it is, and people on the Twitter machine are making fun of Jay-Z like nobody's business. And it says, one woman said, why does Jay-Z have on a helmet for a jet ski? Oh, my God, get that man to an assisted living home already. Oh, my mean. And then this one, if Angela Lansbury ever had to hop on a jet ski for a suspect chase and murder she wrote, she'd look like Jay-Z. But you know what?
See, in the movies, nobody has an accident and splits their head open and dies.
Right. Right,
in real life, they die.
Put
a helmet on. I'm starting to think like you.
I feel like...
It's kind of bothersome, to be honest.
Right, exactly. But I really think safety... I think Jay-Z is doing us all a big favor by being safe. And I will not make fun of him at all.
Put your helmets on, kids.
He should have his own line of helmets now, no joke.
You know what? I'd buy one.
Right? I'd buy a Jay-Z helmet. And then we could it could sweep the nation.
Yep.
God, a helmet-wearing society. I'd feel so safe in my body. Okay. The other big news in Dirty Laundry today is Anthony Bourdain. And people are really surprised because he was only worth $1.2 million. You know, obviously, he committed suicide a month ago, and they're going through all of his papers and things like that.
That's about $1.2 million more than I'm worth at this point.
I know, that's the funny thing about this whole thing is, like, people are like, he only had $1.2 million. I'm like, that's not bad. But it included $425,000 in savings and cash and $500,000 in, quote, intangible property, including royalties and residuals. He left it all to his 11-year-old daughter.
You just think that these celebrities who are making a couple million bucks a year, that they're going to have more money than that.
Yeah, the executor of his will was his estranged wife. He never got a divorce, and his daughter's mother. And they
estranged wife is the executor of the estate. Do you think there's a little funny business going on?
No, there's no funny business. No, she just there's not enough. She got some personal and household effects, including cars and frequent flyer miles, which is interesting to divvy up. However, she thinks he would have
frequent flyer. You can pass those on to a loved one.
You know what? That's like the little nugget in here that I'm like, what? You can get frequent. Yeah, I didn't realize you could pass
them on.
Doesn't
Dave Falcone have a lot of those?
Well, he has some, but I'm trying to think. Like, how about my American Express points? Because I have a lot of those.
Wow. Who would you leave them to? Lucy or Dave?
Lucy. Yeah. Lucy would be better with them. Trust me. She'd be better.
The lousy father and husband always loses.
No. Okay, so the other thing, too, is that Anthony Bourdain said he didn't have as much money as people thought he would because, quote, I don't deprive myself of simple pleasures. I'm not a haggler. There's not enough time in the world. And I kind of really agree with that. Like, you know, you can't take it with you, obviously.
Nope.
And why not just spend it all while you... Who? It doesn't matter.
Pay bust out retail.
You know what's... That's
disturbing in my house? One day, my daughter Abby, we're watching TV, some show. One of the rare times we watch a TV show together.
Yep.
And she looks over and says, hey, how much life insurance do you have? That's not a good thing to hear come out of your 20-year-old daughter's mouth.
Not a good thing. Oh, my God.
The WROR Live Nation Summer of Free Tickets.
Hey, we've got a winner.
Ooh.
Who's this? Hello? Hi, who's this?
Oh, boy.
Well, wait a second. It says it's right on the sheet in front of me.
Oh, come on, Hank.
What a moron. My last name is Amore, so it's moron.
Oh, no.
It's Carol Marino from North Andover. Hey, Carol, you got a pair of tickets to see Steely Dan with the Doobie Brothers tomorrow night at the Xfinity Center.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's going to be a beautiful night, too. Hey, everybody else, your next chance to win is at 12:05 with Julie Devereaux. Tickets still available at LiveNation.com. 105.7 WROR. It's 8:20. It's Hank. It's LBF. It's PJ. Clouds, thunderstorms, high about 82. Sunny, drier, 75 tomorrow.
I know, finally.
It's going to feel good.
It's been 90 degrees all week. And I'm telling you, the heat has done something to my brain. And it's made me act like it's snowing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's been such a weather situation that... Yesterday, I hit my outdoor limit. I was like, I've been swimming too much and I've been outside too much that I decided to go to a movie and I saw The Incredibles 2, which was really great. So that was like 2 hours inside. And then I went home and I watched 3 hours of Netflix with the air conditioning cranking because I was like, I can't do it anymore. I go outside in this wall of heat. By the way, I do recommend a show called A Very English Scandal.
Really?
On Netflix. Not on Netflix, on Amazon with... Hugh Grant. Excellent.
It's scandalous. Do you have to turn the AC up because it's so hot?
No, it's not that kind. It's scandalous-y, but like it's very English, too.
You know, fat, hot, and sweaty is no way to go through life.
Oh.
But I play in a bocce league. at the Medford Boat Club.
So interesting.
I'm on Captain Steve Santoro's team.
Okay.
And there are four bocce players. We have five on the team, and I'm the fifth guy.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to be nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
But last night I had to cancel because I was just so exhausted.
Yeah.
Had to get. I could not stay up like the extra hour that I had to play because I have heat exhaustion.
Yeah, it's true. I think that we reached the limit. I'm so glad that it's going to be nice tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be feel so good. It's going to be 75 and sunny, dry tomorrow. And then Sunday, lots of sunshine in the low 80s. And you know what? The air conditioning in my house needs a break.
It does. It's not working. Like, it's not working up to snuff.
We leave it off downstairs overnight for the dog.
Yep.
And we leave the fan in the kitchen on so the poor dog doesn't start. At least he's got a fur coat on.
Yeah. You're so nice.
And I come down and the thing is like, I immediately checked to make sure that the plug wasn't too hot because I don't want to burn the house down.
Exactly. I know.
And I would feel even guiltier because I'm leaving for work and everybody else is still home asleep.
I know, that's
so
true. That's true. Okay, coming up at 8:40, the latest news out of Thailand and why they want those kids out of that cave right away. And what billionaire is actually lending a hand?
Ooh, 105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's Hank. It's LBF. It's PJ. You got clouds, rain, thunderstorms, high about 82, but nothing like the rain over in Thailand.
No, it's unbelievable. It's monsoon season, and the kids are still stuck in that cave after 2 weeks. They're 2 miles in. It's flooded, so they can't get out.
Getting desperate, right?
It's getting desperate. They're sending in Navy SEALs, but one of the Navy SEALs delivering supplies died because of lack of oxygen, because they're running into problems. Not only is the water rising because of monsoon season, but they're running out of oxygen and they're trying to drill holes in to get more. It's the most unbelievable situation, I think. You know, we've had all these stories about miners being stuck in this, but this is so unbelievable to me because it's a group of kids, 10 to 16 years old, with their soccer coach. Some of them don't know how to swim, so they're trying to teach them how to swim and maybe dive to get out of there.
Did you ever go to the polar caves up in New Hampshire when you were a kid?
No.
Well, so we went when we were kids, and I took my kids probably about 10 or 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so there's caves, and it's like natural air conditioning, so it's 95 outside but feels like 50 inside. It feels great.
Yeah.
But there are some narrow little passages.
Yeah.
And for instance, I wouldn't go through some of those narrow little passages because I was afraid I was going to get stuck.
I know.
So these kids are 2.5 miles in, and they're about 0.6 of a mile below the surface. And now with all the people, the emergency people that are there helping,
yep,
it's taking up all the oxygen.
I know.
So now they're pumping in oxygen.
I know. It's just unreal. So now Elon Musk, billionaire, and also owns the Boring Company. You know, he wants to do it. He's trying to work with the Thai officials and have them get one of his boring company borers, for lack of a better term, and then go down through the ceiling of the cave and try to get either more oxygen in or be able to get the kids out that
create
way.
Create a little vertical tunnel.
Yeah. Right.
I know one of the kids yesterday said that he had heard kids playing,
yep,
and a dog barking. So they were hoping that there was a pipe or some sort of natural,
right,
passageway vertically that they could not only send down more oxygen, but also eventually snake them up that way.
Have, right, they said like what the safe amount of time for them left down there is?
Well, no, monsoon season's over in October. That like initially they said they wanted them to be out. Like they may have to wait 4 months, but because of the lack of oxygen and things like that, they want to get them out faster.
And if a retired Navy SEAL can't navigate the dark water and he ran out of oxygen, how do they expect a 12-year-old who doesn't know how to swim?
I know, it's the most desperate situation.
Oh my God, it's awful.
Yeah.